Chapter 5. The days get cold. The snow comes and the frost comes. The city is silver, but the swallow does not go to Egypt. He gets colder and colder. There is no food, but he does not fly away. He stays with the happy prince and tells him stories about hot places. He flaps his wings to keep warm. It gets colder and colder, and the swallow is dying. He knows he is dying, and he talks to the happy prince. "Goodbye, dear prince. I am going away." The swallow says, "Can I kiss you?" "I am happy," says the happy prince. "You are going to Egypt. It is hot there. You can kiss me. You are my friend, and you are a friend of the people of the city."
"I am not going to Egypt," says the swallow. "I am going to the house of death."
The swallow kisses the happy prince and lies at his feet and dies.
There is a loud crack. The statue of the happy prince cracks open.
Inside, the metal heart is cracked into two pieces. In the morning, the mayor and the city men walk past. They look up at the statue.
"It is broken," says the mayor. "It looks so bad. Nobody wants to see this statue,"
says one city man.
The statue has no jewels. There are no eyes. And the sword has no ruby,"
says another.
"The gold is gone," says a third city man. "And what is this dead bird?" asks the mayor. "Get rid of it all."
The city men take away the statue and the bird. Now the space is empty. In the evening, it is quiet. The moon shines over the city. God speaks to one of his angels.
"Bring me the two most precious things in the city."
Later, the angels bring the metal heart of the happy prince and the body of the little swallow.
"This is a good choice," says God. "Love is precious, not gold, not rubies, not sapphires. The happy prince and the swallow can stay with me in paradise forever."
The happy prince is an angel now.